Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections. Can you believe there was a time when some Manx people felt their own history was so insignificant that the idea of a national museum was mocked? Surely, they said, there could be nothing of cultural significance to fill even one small room. Well, step into the scene a tenacious band of patriots determined to research and protect the heritage of the Isle of Man. Led by scholar Philip Moore Callow Kermode, this band of Victorian antiquarians recognised the need was urgent. Farmers were using the island's medieval stone cross slabs to fill gaps in hedges. Builders sent a Viking treasure hoard to the tip. And Manx cultural assets were sitting in British national museums. These scholars devoted themselves to rescuing and explaining the island's heritage. Their work uncovered such astounding artefacts that people started to take notice. An Act of Tynwald established the Museum and Ancient Monument Trustees in 1886. The trustees' mission was to preserve the Isle of Man's cultural heritage and to build a national museum. Gathering a collection of significant artefacts proved straightforward enough, but finding a permanent home for the collection was a 30-year struggle. Philip Kermode again led the charge, and on the 2nd of November 1922, the Manx Museum was finally opened. Their dream had been realised, and the people of the Isle of Man had their treasure house. Today, the Manx Museum continues to tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people, revealing stories about how we have grown as a nation and providing a constant source of inspiration for each new generation.